If you were around 30,000 years ago, you would have witnessed sheets of ice covering the mountains just outside of Denver, Colorado. During what geologists call the Pinedale Glaciation episode, ice thickened to more than 1,500 feet. After 12 to 15,000 years of this nippy time period, the Earth finally warmed up and the ice began to melt. What once was stored water in the glaciers turned into a new source of water. This water filled the porous gravels and sands found buried along the eastern side of the Rocky Mountains. Who would have known that this 30,000-year-old water would fulfill the water supply need of a thriving metropolis in the 21st century? Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. I wanted to know more about the importance of this water source, so I arranged a brief meeting with Bob Reynolds. Bob is a research associate with the Denver Museum of Nature and Science. He has studied the Denver Basin geology for over 10 years.
I'm a geologist and I'm a stratigrapher, which is a geologist that studies layered sedimentary rocks. I've been working on the geology of the Denver area for the last 10 years, looking at the sedimentary rocks that accumulated in the Denver Basin after the Rocky Mountains rose about 68 million years ago. As the Rocky Mountains rose, they deposited sedimentary rocks into the subsiding Denver Basin, and it turns out that those sedimentary rocks actually are the aquifers that contain the groundwater that we use today in this area for drinking. Yeah, when we drill wells into the ground, and in some cases in this area we drill wells 2,000 feet deep, we're drilling down into layered sedimentary rocks that were deposited by river systems that flowed off of the Rocky Mountains as they were uplifting a long, long time ago. These ancient sedimentary rocks have small interstices or zones between mineral grains, and the water is actually in the pore spaces between the mineral grains. It's not really in pools or rivers or lakes that some people imagine. It's really in the actual rocks themselves.
Bob can see how the evolving, growing population that came to the Rocky Mountains many years ago quickly used up the available water from the natural streams and rivers. Water needs were later satisfied with groundwater, a perfect solution.
Well, when people first settled out here over 100 years ago, people lived near the rivers. They settled where there was water flowing on the surface, and it was soon realized that those water resources were very modest and in cases inadequate for settlement. So people started to drill water wells, and they drilled water wells initially right next to the streams, initially quite shallow. And then later, with the passage of time, they learned to drill deeper, more deeply, and some of the wells now are in excess of 2,000 feet deep, and they're tapping into the fossil water that's actually, in some areas, up to 30,000 years old. And effectively, what they're doing is they're mining a resource that is not being renewed on a time scale that we're dealing with. You could say that they are being renewed over geologic time, but these groundwater resources are effectively being mined by our present activities.
A most significant surface water source for many western states comes from the Colorado River, but this has diminished surface water flow in the river. Now, more water is being extracted from sources of groundwater, and wouldn't you know it, groundwater levels are lowering.
Already, we're using these water resources to their capacity. As you might know, we use them up here in Colorado. The Colorado River waters are used by the downstream states, down through Arizona, Nevada, California, and ultimately by the nation of Mexico. These water resources are carefully divided up right now. They're being used to the maximum possible extent. And as we diminish the amount of surface flow water in the face of increasing demand, we're going to see some challenges. What's been happening over the years in the various aquifers is a series of wells have been drilled, and as the water is taken out, the overall water levels in that aquifer will decline. In other words, as you produce water or extract water from the container, the water levels will diminish. The water levels in the aquifers initially are associated with the pressure in the containing aquifer, and as you extract water from that aquifer or from that water reservoir, you diminish the pressure, and the water levels will fall. In terms of the water level in individual wells, you can observe it to fall, and we see water level declines of on the order of 30 to 40 feet per year in some of the areas where the pumping is greatest.
Whether our water sources are surface water, like rivers, lakes, and streams, or groundwater, the Denver Basin seems to butt up against needing water more quickly than the water sources can be replenished. Pumping 30,000-year-old fossil water can't be expected to replenish very quickly. So how do we balance our needs with this limited source? Fundamental to our lives and environment. I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.